Hello and welcome to another episode of our photography podcast, where today we're diving into a fascinating topic, advanced drone techniques for capturing the majestic pyramids in 2025. Now, let me take you back to a moment just last month. I saw a photography team make the same mistake I did 5 years ago when attempting drone aerial photography of pyramids. It's a mistake that's surprisingly common and thankfully quite avoidable. Once you know what to look out for, see, these ancient structures, these wonderful, mystifying monuments, demand a specific approach, especially as we're now pushing deeper into 2025, and drone technology is evolving at lightning speed. Let's talk about what often gets missed in the quest to truly capture their grandeur. For many photographers, there's a tendency to underestimate how important meticulous planning and a deep understanding of the site really are. It's not just about launching your drone and snapping away. No, the magic lies in knowing the exact right time of day, how the light plays on that ancient stone, and being deeply aware of the surroundings. Have you ever really thought about how a slight shift in the sun's angle can transform the textures and shadows of a pyramid? Revealing details that might otherwise be invisible to the naked eye? Then there's the legal side of things. It's easy to underestimate the legalities involved. Countries with significant historical sites, like those hosting pyramids, have very strict drone regulations. There's nothing more disappointing than arriving at a location only to find out you're standing in a restricted area or breaking airspace laws. That's a recipe for turning an exciting opportunity into a stressful and costly situation. So, how do we move beyond the basics and capture those stunning shots? Let's start with timing. The pyramids, like any architectural wonder, truly come alive during what we photographers call the golden hour, that magical window just after sunrise or right before sunset. It's when the low-angle light creates incredible depth and rich textures across the stones, something that can turn a good shot into an iconic one. Trust me, if you're serious about getting that perfect light, I've got some essential tips on timing from my years in the field. And of course, mastering local regulations is crucial. Before you even think about setting up your drone, you need to know the local laws inside and out. This isn't just a suggestion, it's a necessity. As of 2025, many countries have been tightening their drone laws around these historical sites. Some places require specific permits that might take weeks to get, and others might be entirely off limits. A bit of proactive research can save you a lot of trouble. Another vital step that many drone pilots overlook is scouting the location, what I like to call the ground game. Spend time on the ground first. Walk the perimeter. Observe the structure from every angle and plan those shots. This is where local insight becomes a game changer. On my last trip to Teotihuacan, a local guide showed me a vantage point that offered a stunning alignment of the Pyramid of the Sun with the landscape, something I would have missed from the air. Their knowledge can elevate your photos from simple documentation to evocative storytelling. And let's not forget about fine-tuning your drone settings. Don't rely on auto mode. Set your camera meticulously for the conditions you're facing. Adjust the ISO, shutter speed, and aperture to account for the unique interplay of light and shadow. I always shoot in RAW. It gives you the flexibility in post-processing to bring out every detail from those complex, weathered textures. Now, if I were setting out to capture the pyramids today, my first move would be connecting with local experts. They are an invaluable source of knowledge. Then, I would consider the time of year. It's fascinating how light and weather interplay can shift dramatically with the seasons, influencing the mood and narrative of your photos. For instance, the crisp air and clear skies of Mexico's dry season offer sharp visibility, while the rainy season might provide dramatic cloud formations if you're lucky. And don't just stick to one site. Places like Chichen Itza, Teotihuacan, and Palenque offer varied architectural styles and environmental backdrops. A photography tour designed for these wonders could be incredibly rewarding. For instant inspiration, I recommend checking out some top must-see pyramids for 2025 tours. It's incredibly enriching. In conclusion, drone photography of pyramids is more than a technical exercise. It's an art form. It beautifully combines cutting-edge technology, impeccable timing, and creative intuition. What I find endlessly fascinating is how each shoot can tell a different story based on your unique approach. So, as you prepare for your next aerial adventure, remember these hard-won tips. Let these magnificent ancient structures reveal their timeless stories through your carefully crafted lens. Thanks for tuning in. Happy flying, and may your shots be as timeless as the pyramids themselves. Until next time.